It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple and, of course, wherever you get your podcast from this morning. It is a Monday morning, March the 27th. Welcome to it. I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and if you were in the headspace of any real estate negotiations around the UAE, no doubt there will be many real estate deals left hanging up in the air from the weekend. And if you are still in the middle of all of that tricky stuff, well, I've got my fingers crossed for you that you can seal the deal and get it across the line this coming week. Well, coming up this morning, we are going to be having a look at this whole issue of property inspections before you buy in the UAE. And in a moment, we're going to be speaking with Ehab Farid from GTA Inspectors. Now, if you are serious about buying something at the moment or even down the track, then you cannot afford to miss what Ehab is going to tell you this morning. Termites aren't something that are on the minds of people when they are being pampered through a property listing. You know, you're with the agent, all of the mod cons are being pointed out. The swimming pool, oh yes, that's fantastic. The wonderful Euro kitchen, yes, fantastic with those appliances. The termites, though, they're sitting there in the background and they're not being pointed out because you can't see them. Out of mind and out of sight. So, some information coming from Ehab in just a moment.
From 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts every week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Well, Dubai's real estate market, as we know, it is booming with plans to build 1 million new households by 2030. Now, that is surpassing predictions of just 25,000 per year, which absolutely crushes that original projection. This, of course, creates opportunities for both UAE residents and foreigners alike to invest in the city's growth. And even with rising mortgage rates, experts are saying that investors will continue to favour Dubai due to its potential rapid economic growth and favourable tax conditions, along with, of course, improved infrastructure and amenities. So Dubai's growth trajectory, it seems, knows no bounds at the moment. Now, we'd love to hear from you. Just a reminder, our email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. That is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time buyer, know your property with us on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Well, this morning we are talking to Ehab Farid, the CEO from GTA Inspections. And welcome, Ehab. Welcome to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to get you onto the podcast this morning is to discuss this whole aspect of thorough due diligence process when you are looking to buy a property. Now, I say thorough because often a buyer won't get a full property inspection done before purchasing, which is crazy. So, Ehab, perhaps let's step over what people need to be getting checked off before they buy.
Absolutely. So when it comes to property inspection, actually, the services, we can separate them so people understand into either you're buying a resale home, meaning a used home, which is obviously you need to inspect it and it makes sense. And everybody, I think, get that. But what they don't really get and sometimes they miss on is when they are buying a brand new property that they bought it off plan from a developer, and now it's time for them to take handover of the property. That's where people think, you know what, it's a new property, why do I need to do inspection? And which is a complete misconception, because that's where we find most of the issues, because of workmanship. You can find so many issues, like, you know, electrical safety hazard because of, you know, electrician missed connecting the ground in one of the outlets, or placed a wrong breaker in the electrical panel or whatever. These things are really serious and can lead to short circuit, can lead to fire. People need to understand that doesn't mean that if it's a brand new property directly from the developer that you're secured. You need to do it. It's very important because there can be issues that will give you pain in the future. Once you take the handover, you get the key, all the liability moves with you as well.
That is so true, because the problem with a new build is that there is this false sense of security. Because it's a new build, people think there's going to be nothing wrong with the property, and that is just not the case. And one of the problems with new builds is that some of the smaller developers are going with the cheapest subcontracting prices, and they don't pay enough attention, these are the developers, to quality, which is another reason to do the due diligence, right?
Absolutely. And actually, I should say it's not only the smaller developer, nothing against the large developer, but bear in mind when it comes to mass production, and I'm talking the largest even developer in the country here, when it comes to mass production, definitely there are so many issues that get missed out. Some or many of the developers doesn't have a proper internal due diligence to make sure that the contractor did a proper job. Some do. I don't want to generalize, but a lot of them, they just give it to the contractor. Contractor finish the work and say, we're ready. They call the customer, come and take handover. So we go into many of the properties that are brand new, and we find some unbelievable issues that, you know, it's really going to cause you pain if you don't spot it right from the beginning before you move in and take the key. And don't think that the DLP, which the defect liability period or the warranty period, as people think, that this is going to protect you, because you need to read the fine prints. It does not cover every aspect of the defect that you might find down the road. And even if it does, it's not a matter of who pays for the defects. A lot of the defects that we find in homes, brand new homes, I mean, are not very expensive to repair, but it's hectic. Do you really want to move into a property, move your family, and move your furniture, and then a week later after you move in, you discover that you have a leak on your kitchen ceiling and you get five people breaking your walls and breaking your ceiling to repair it? That's the issue that people need to think about. It's the convenience, regardless of who's paying, because, you know, a job like this to get a plumber to repair it, probably it's not going to cost you that much, but it's the convenience. Like we always give the metaphor, imagine you're buying a car and it's brand new and you think, yes, it's brand new. And after a week, do you really want to take it back to the garage for repair?
Yeah, and just coming back to the due diligence, because, you know, people are very lazy when they can't see something. They say, well, it's okay, I can't see it. But if you've got termites in the house, inside the walls that you can't see, people who wouldn't or didn't pay for the inspection before they bought the property, they would gladly turn around if they could wind the clock back and find that information. So is that a bit of a problem with people? What they can't see, they don't worry about.
Absolutely. Because you know what? When we do inspection, we don't inspect the things that the typical person can see. I have the right equipment to find things that you cannot see with your naked eye. To give you an example, we have infrared cameras that we scan the entire house with, for instance, so that we can find leaks, even a very small leak on a pipe, on a false ceiling in a kitchen or whatever. This is what we need to find, because these are the typical, you know, environment for a mold growth. And we need to see it right from the beginning, because the problem, especially if it's not a heavy leak and it's a broken pipe, if it's just dripping, and that's what you don't see with your naked eye. And by the time you see it, it's too late, because the surface has been wet for too long, like slightly wet. And as I said, perfect environment for mold infestation. And when you start to see it maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, you have a major problem. Now you have a health issue because you had mold in the house and you didn't know about, because it affects the breathing, as everybody knows. And also to get rid of it, you might need to rip your entire drywall ceiling, for instance, in order to get rid of it, because it's bacteria, it gets infested. It's like cancer. You cannot just take it, you know, in one spot. You have to, and sometimes they even change the entire ceiling and it comes back. So these are the things that people need to avoid. But termite mostly is found in resale home. You won't find that much in brand new pre-handovers. But in resale, many times we go for inspection, and these are deal breakers. I mean, when we find termite, usually the buyer will walk away, because we advise them that termite is an issue that it's not easily something to get rid of. It's very costly. It have a specific techniques. Not a whole lot of contractors can treat it properly. Why go through the headache? So most of the time they walk away and they move into another property.
You actually raise a really interesting point, particularly about the mold and water leaks, because that is happening in the background. When you see it, when it surfaces, that is just, it's too late at that stage. All the damage has been done.
Absolutely. That's what we always say. It's too late. That's people think that, you know what, and a lot of people have this mentality. I'm an engineer, let's say, like the buyer is an engineer, or I have an engineer friend, or what. It's not every engineer. We're all engineers. And before we get into that business and get our people licensed and have the proper equipment, we couldn't really understand or see the amount of things that we now see with knowing where to look for, having the proper equipment and proper scanning. So it's not as easy as people might think. What they will see is the cosmetic stuff. So in a typical pre-handover, what we cover is what we call MEP, which is mechanical, electrical, and plumbing. Mechanical being the air condition, anything related to the HVAC system. Structural, any structural defects, which needs a structural engineer to assess any cracks in the building, whether it's impacting the integrity of the structure or not because of differential settlement, let's say, in the foundation. Nobody would know that. No, and even a normal engineer would not know this. Property inspectors are trained to find defects, and they know what to look for, and they have the proper equipment to do it.
That's right. That is exactly right. And I think the point is, make sure that you are employing an expert, somebody that is qualified. Ehab, thank you so much for coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Craig.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast, for all things real estate.